T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, B. Mitch and Finley, we're all live on location today. Me and the DOC holding it down on Florida Avenue Northwest, D City Smokehouse. Come through if you want. B. Mitch holding it down in Detroit. B, I got to tell you, I was just coughing up a storm. I had nuts in my throat.
I told him to save that for air.
You and Jeff, bro.
I was coughing. I was eating peanuts. They were stuck in my throat. Oh,
that shouldn't get stuck in your throat. You chew them properly.
I was in a hurry. But soon I'll have a half smoke stuck in my throat. That'll be much, much better. A man that knows his way around a barbecue and a smoker is our friend, Mr. John Keim, ESPN Commanders Insider. Johnny.
Buckeye.
Draft day. We finally made it.
We limped to the finish line, baby, but here we are. Let's go.
I want to start with the infighting herd around the DMV. Earlier this week, you had myself, a bunch of Commanders reporters join you for your podcast for a mock draft, basically. Everybody making a pick at 2, and everybody agreed, but there was also some beef. Is that accurate?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah.
I think we needed to expand on that beef, but we ran out of time.
Yeah, you're right. I was bummed to miss it, but John, where are you in this? I think now Doc is on the record, thinks it's going to be Drake May. Brian and I both believe it'll be Jaden Daniels tonight. Nothing with you know, the utmost conviction, certainly not reporting anything, but I'd say all signs are pointing to it. Where do you land?
I still say all signs pointing to Jaden Daniels. So that's where I am. That's where I've been. Nothing has bumped me off that. I think the one thing that for all of us, it's nobody can say for 100% conviction who it's going to be. And I'm not even convinced that it would be Drake May if it's not Jaden Daniels. But, you know, unless you hear it from somebody in that tight circle of leadership, it's just a signs point to all, you know, indications are, et cetera. So that, but I'm staying on Jaden Daniels because that's where the math in this whole process has taken me.
Are you alluding that you think don't count out J.J. McCarthy quite yet?
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, I wouldn't count him out at all. And so, you know, there's been no reason to for me.
I think there's 4 options here, right? There's draft Jaden, draft Drake, J.J., or a trade, like trading back, acquiring picks. I think they're all possible, Doc, but I still think Daniels – is the favorite. And I'd almost say maybe the overwhelming favorite.
I could go favorite. I don't know if I'd go overwhelming, but I could say favorite. I've said it from day one. I hope somebody does something really dumb and gives us an offer we cannot refuse.
5-1.
To move back us, and that's what I hope for. The rest of it is on them.
I mean, that's the thing. Like,
we're expecting other teams to be like we were in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, listen.
I just don't think that they have people that are as dumb as that that general manager we had a while ago, who negotiated against himself.
I mean, there have been a lot of times over the years where you see the overpaying for a guy. Even, I remember, you know, Gibbs, it was a second and a third, was it, for T.J. Duckett? Like,
yeah.
There have been a number of things over the years where you look at it and you scratch your head. But short of, like, the Vikings saying, we'll give you 3 first-round picks plus Justin Jefferson, mm-hmm. I just – it's hard to see them trading back. Now, the only question would be, like, and I don't see this either, but let's say, you know, the Vikings trade up to 5 and with the Chargers, and then they want to move up a couple more, and you're okay with getting one of those 3 guys, then maybe move back. But then the Giants could leapfrog you
right.
with Arizona, and now you're stuck. So
right.
that's why I just think it's really, really hard. And is it worth it to trade back one spot with, like, New England, you know? And so, and I don't know that they would take the same guy. So it, maybe it is, but I don't see that either.
Talking with our friend John Keim here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow him at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. You can check out his podcast, The John Keim Report, on YouTube or wherever you listen to your pods. If you were making the pick, Johnny, who would be your guy? Like, it's not, you're not guessing what they're doing. What would you do?
I'd say Jaden Daniels, and I will qualify that too by saying, like, if they pick, like, there are things with Drake May that I'm like, I really like this. There are things with J.J. McCarthy, even as an Ohio State guy, I say I understand this and I like this aspect of his game. But the thing that appeals to me most about Daniels, one, every coach I talk to in the NFL who works with quarterbacks, knows offense, says Jaden Daniels. Just, you know, and now some might say, like, well, down the road, maybe McCarthy's better, whatever. But those guys, the ones that I talked to, would be Jaden Daniels. So that resonated with me. And then when you watch him, you see there's a progression as a passer. He's got the experience, and he obviously has the explosive aspect of the dynamic ability with his legs. But what I like is he's a passer who can run. He's not a guy yeah. who looks to all, like, when Heath Shuler, Mitch knows this, like, when Heath Shuler came here, he was a one-read-and-go guy. That's not Jaden Daniels. Like, that's a misnomer for him. Now, the question becomes, can you protect yourself? That's always been, that always will be the number one question with him. And even in the early in the process, I remember thinking to myself, like, I like this kid, but is he going to be able to protect himself? And if he does, and it's an if, because he's got to show it, it's a mindset thing. But if he does, I think the kid can be pretty good, man.
John, do you expect to see any trades tonight? I'm talking about with Washington, not trades. it'd be a trade to move up and change things up a little bit. After the first pick. After the first pick, yeah.
For Washington to trade back into the first round?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's – so I think all that's going to depend on how the boards start to fall, right, and how things unfold. Could I see it? Yes. And I – from an analytics standpoint, it's always better to trade back and get more picks. This is an analytics-based group. However, we all know what they need with that second pick, and it's a left tackle, and you've got to get a guy. You know, and I think the question there becomes, there's going to be obviously a lot of tackles are going to go in the first round, but there's going to be another wave where you start to say, okay, all these teams need left tackles. If they start taking them, do you have to then jump up in there to get a guy? You know, the other part of it is there are guys like, the name I keep throwing out is Roger Rosengarten, who's a guy that some teams view as a first-round pick, and others might see him as a third-round guy. You know, so if there's that wide range of some of these guys that maybe he falls to you at 36, and if you think you can get him there, then you probably stand pat. But you've got to come out of here with a left tackle. So whatever I say about the analytics and trading back, the goal here is to get a left tackle who can help you yeah. and be a part of your future. That period.
A legitimate right, one.
I mean – if you're taking a rookie quarterback with the intention of playing him and you don't take a left tackle, it's borderline malpractice, honestly.
Yeah, right.
I mean, think about Howell, and he wasn't going to be protected and thought of in the same vein as whoever they take tonight. But, I mean, that kid got his ass kicked.
Well, and then I think then there, JP, where it comes down to, see, to me it's always what is the plan when you have this quarterback. I don't care if it's Drake May, JJ, or Jaden Daniels. What is your plan to develop this kid and to help this kid progress as a passer or as a quarterback? So the plan should not be drop back 70% of the time, ignore the run game. That's not a good mm-hmm. plan. So this is what I've liked what they've done in the offseason. Whether it works or not, the approach to me has been the right one. Build up the defense, get a defense that can take the ball away, and then build up, you know, strengthen the run game and take the pressure off of whoever it is you pick. And then you get more talent up front, and they have reinforced the middle, but you got to get that tackle. And so, but yeah, I think philosophy and scheme can help with that quarterback, and I think that's where Howell was failed. And he's, you know, he had to do some things better himself, without a doubt. But I also think they didn't help him enough to help him grow.
Yeah, everybody was kind of culpable in that. Sam held on the ball too light. I mean, he had some problems.
He was hesitant to let that thing go, boy.
Yeah. Exactly.
What do you think of the possibility of them trading back up for something else? Like, one thing Doc has brought up is the possibility of the okey-doke, right? Whether it's Drake at number two or J.J. at number two, or they trade back. What do you think there's another move that their analytics guys and Peters have identified? Like, listen, you know, if we could get Brock Bowers, I don't see this happening, but for talking sake, if we could get somebody like that, or we love that kid Xavier Worthy out of Texas, and if we can add that speed, you know, it would change everything for us. Like, do you think – we all know it's QB at two, and we all think – a trade back into probably the bottom third of the draft for a tackle is highly possible. Is there something else that we're not thinking about?
Well, I think the positions that you have to look at here is the one is if you look for a surprise, or I don't think this would be a surprise to take this pick, but if you traded up to take them, would be a defensive end, an edge rusher. And, you know, I think, like, because they clearly have that spot on their radar. Now, they signed three guys, two of them are one-year deals, and you want to get a guy in here that can be your guy going forward. And this is all about building not for this year, for the next 5 years, right? So I think, like, that would be a spot. I don't know that they would trade up for a DN or an edge rusher, but they, you know, they had Marshawn Nealon in here. They had Chop Robinson in here for visits. And I think there are a couple other guys, too, for visits that they had who are edge rushers. I would not trade up for a receiver only because it's so deep. And I also think, like, you know, they also clearly want a tight end. Cornerback could be another one, because are there enough in this draft to get you to the third round where you can get a guy who can possibly start for you? But I still go, like, you know, but this is where the other part of it too, JP, is like, what if you take one of those second round picks and maybe trade back a little bit and then acquire more picks in those areas so you can address or just keep getting young talent in here? And but yeah, I think end would be one, because the other thing is, like, that's a premium position. Like, they have a chance to fill premium spots: quarterback, left tackle, corner, and D end in this draft.
I think they need to get more than one lineman, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm with you, B. Mitch. I'd get a right tackle. I'd get a guy who can play right tackle. Fourth round, get it. There's some fourth round good possibilities there. Grab a guy there who can, a late third, whatever, because they don't have a fourth, but late third. Get a guy there around that area that can develop into a right tackle as well. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think – what do you think of Big K, the kid from Yale? I feel like that as a right tackle –
he's going to be smart.
Yeah, I mean, you know he's smart. He's big. And Wiley's going to be here. He's got guaranteed money there. I think if you're talking about a right tackle, John, it's for 25.
Yeah, no, I think he's a guy that's interesting. He clearly came in here. And, you know, I think the one question for him is to jump up in not just going from, you know, college to the NFL, but going from Yale to the NFL. I mean, that's, you know, I know, you know, Doc.
He's kind of smart like JP.
Well, Doc was, because Doc went to the Yale of the West, right?
And so
he made that jump, baby.
I went to the Yale of PG County.
Yes, I went to the Yale of Columbus. But I do think, like, that's a part of it. But I'm looking for a guy there because, you know, we don't know what Wiley's going to do. We saw what he did last year. And I would – personally, I would want to get another young guy in there that you can develop. And I know they have a couple guys there, Braden Daniels last year. But you got to show more than what he did to warrant that sort of belief that he will definitely do something this year or next. And so I would get another guy in there if possible. And he would have to be someone you keep an eye on.
John, thank you for the time, brother.
I'll see you
this afternoon.
Thanks, Buckeye.
All right, man. We'll see you. Over with. Let's go.
That's our guy, John Keim, on the BetQL guest line. All right, we got some news here. Coming up at 11:45, we're giving away Caps tickets. Caps playoff tickets, all right? If you're not listening, you're not calling in for Caps playoff tickets, I don't want to know who you are. Don't you think, Doc?
I'm with you.
And next, we got a fun crosstalk coming down. We're going to connect with the guys from Boston, WEEI, Christian Fourier, and Andy Gresh, because what New England cares about is what Washington does it too. But Washington's also got to pay attention to what New England trying to get done and if they're thinking about a trade. Nobody go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.